This week, the Senate takes up the education bill. It's the piece of legislation President Bush considered his number one priority during the campaign. Though there's some bipartisan cooperation on the measure, the two parties are still sparring, as they are on almost every issue these days. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The Bush administration dropped its most controversial education proposal, that of school vouchers. So what's the fight?
Money. It's $6 billion separates the two parties on this. But in truth, Democrats are finding things to fight about. They'll cooperate on things where they can then say, as a result of it, Bush defeated on X, like campaign finance reform. Or they'll get a couple of Republicans to vote with them as they did on taxes. And again, it reads as a Bush defeat. Of course, the irony is that's exactly what the White House had hoped to do, was to get all the Republicans together, pick off a couple of Democrats, and say, Bush victory. Now what's happening is that the White House is actually forced to deal with some moderate Democrats and Republicans. And that's what they did on education. But now there's a fight inside the Democratic Party about whether to cooperate or not, because they're not sure they want to give the president a victory on anything.
Well, if they're determined to battle the president on every issue, what does that mean for taxes, budget, and Social Security?
Well, eventually they'll have to get there on taxes and budget, but the president is going to have to give on both. The problem is, Bob, he doesn't really have any leverage. An ABC poll last week, trying to measure the president in this 100-day marking period, asked the question, what's more important to you, holding down the size of government or providing needed services? And almost two-thirds of the people said provided needed services. Then they were asked the same question, what's more important to Bush, holding down the size of government or providing needed services? And almost two-thirds, the same number, 62%, said holding down the size of government. So the voters see themselves as having different priorities from the president. So it makes it hard for him to push his plans with the Congress. Social Security, maybe a commission will be announced this week to deal with that, but that is the single hardest issue, as you know, to get cooperation on. The Democrats never want to lose that issue in an election campaign, although right now the environment seems to be replacing it for them. They've got ads out with little children asking for arsenic in their water and salmonella in their hamburgers.
What about foreign policy? Any sense of unity there?
Well, the biggest issue before the Congress there will be trade promotion, fast track, getting trade bills through quickly, and that there are problems in both parties on that. The Taiwan arms proposal is likely to go through, but China does remain a problem. It's a good sign that military personnel are on their way to China now to inspect that downed plane on Hainan Island. But the president's words last week on the defense of Taiwan has given an opportunity for Democratic critics to say he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's changing the policy. And, of course, it's created criticism in China as well, with Chinese saying he's going against all of the previous communiques on that issue.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.